With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. She was called the Fixer. Missoula's Sally Mullen was an activist, a consultant, a businesswoman, and a woman of faith. Mullen's being remembered for a lot of attributes, but perhaps her uncanny ability to fix a broken and listing organization ranks near the top of the list. She had a unique skill set and a proven track record. Mullen died late last month of lung cancer. Missoula County's former chief administrative officer, Anne Mary Dusso, describes Mullen as one of the most intuitive people she'd ever met.
People trusted her, so they would talk to her. And a lot of times when their organizations are in trouble, the people in the organization need somebody they can talk to that they trust. And people from the outside need somebody that they can talk to about the organization that they can trust. And Sally was just one of those magical people.
Dusso says she witnessed Mullen work that magic time and time again on various organizations that required anything from simple fine-tuning to a major overhaul. The YWCA of Missoula's executive director, Cindy Weiss, says she also saw that same trait in Mullen. Weiss describes Mullen as her primary mentor.
It's hard to measure everything that I've learned from Sally. But I learned how to be a really strong manager. I learned how to treat the people I work with, the people we serve, with dignity and respect.
Weiss adds one of the most important lessons Sally Mullen taught her was, as she puts it, how to be her authentic self in her leadership.
That means that I try to, first of all, put myself in other people's shoes, also not compromise my own values or beliefs as I'm working on behalf of our organization or working with difficult, sticky issues, that I'm always bringing my best self and my values to the table.
The executive director of the Dennis and Phyllis Washington Foundation, Mike Halligan, met Sally Mullen years ago when he led a committee tasked with transitioning severely disabled people from institutional settings to community-based housing. It was a watershed event for both Missoula and the deinstitutionalization movement. One of the project leaders quit a year into it, and that's when the decision was made to ask Mullen to step in. Halligan says the position required a firm yet simultaneously gentle hand.
And she was just absolutely so competent that without her help, the entire process would have fallen apart. And I don't say that lightly.
That professionalism didn't come without a terrific sense of humor. Anne Mary Dusso.
She was not only hilarious, she was highly irreverent, which made her even funnier. But she also had an incredible wit and a wisdom about her.
Sally Mullen was a proud activist and progressive Democrat and talked about her positions at length in a 2002 interview with the Montana Feminist History Project. She told interviewer Darla Torres that she was bothered by but understood why some people were rejecting the feminist label for the humanist label.
And that's always very interesting because I think that, you know, it's just like the stupid Democrats these days. Like, people rushing willy-nilly not to offend anyone. You just end up with this huge blob of pablum. You know, of course I would consider myself a humanist. But really, my variety of it is certainly feminism, and I don't think that that limits me in any way. And I like the label a lot better than many I can think of and other names I've been called.
Dennis and Phyllis Washington Foundation Executive Director Mike Halligan last saw Mullen a few weeks ago at a local coffee shop.
She was on oxygen and she was bald and, you know, she had all those things going on that you have when you're in the deep throes of the tragedy of cancer. Yet she was buoyant, looking to the future. She talked as if she was going to be around forever, and she was, you know, interested in all the things that were going on with what I was doing with the foundation and what the community can do to better itself. And so it was classic Sally in the sense she was not going to let cancer change her personality or her perspective on life.
Sally Mullen was 66. A community celebration was held in her honor in early November. She requested no other service be held in her memory. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.